Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with your host, Randy Havison.
Hello, and welcome or welcome back to this week's episode of Becoming Your Own BFF. This week is an awesome week for me. Friday is my birthday, and you know, usually I'm not very excited about my birthday. It's like it's just another day, but for some reason this year I feel excited about I'm going to be 64. That kind of blows me away because I definitely don't feel 64. You know, as I was growing up, people who were 64 just seemed really old. And now, well, I do like the fact that I'm 1 year away from Medicare. That's pretty cool. But other than that, it just seems like a big number. And it is, but, you know, it's kind of cool when I ask people, you know, how old do you think I am? And I usually get like mid-50s, something like that. So I like that. Someone actually said 45, and that person is my new best friend. No, not really. But I believe that age is just a number, and I'm reminded of that every time I go into my very cool part-time Disney job, because one of the things I get to do is I interact with a lot of people all day long, and I love it. And I, you know, yesterday I got to give a birthday button to a kid who was 5 years old, and he was just so excited to be at Disney and to celebrate his birthday there, and I got to be there to do that. My very favorite and most memorable is when I gave a birthday button to a woman who was 104 and a half. Blew me away. She was at Disney having lunch with, I think there were four generations there. Her daughter, her granddaughter, her great-granddaughter, they were all there to celebrate her birthday. And even though it was 104 and a half, you know, my view, if you're under 12 or over 100, you get to celebrate the halves. That is absolutely valid. So I gave her a birthday button for 104 and a half. And, you know, I see people who are 85 and 89, and they're still coming to Disney and they're having fun. One of my favorite couples, I see them every year. They come on their anniversary. And this last year, it was 63 years. And she's also celebrating her birthday at the same time. And I think she was 87 or 88. And they come back to Disney every year. And I watch other people who are in their 60s and their 70s and their 80s. And they talk about how old they are. And, oh, I'm getting older, and they focus more on the things that are not going well in their lives rather than the things that are. And they feel old. They look old. It's just they're getting older. And what I noticed in the difference between those, people can be the same chronological age, but have a totally different take on life. And what I've realized is that it's all about the power of play. Those who don't forget to play and how important that is to the quality of your life. So that's what I want to talk about today, the power of play and why it's important to keep playing. You know, for my birthday weekend right now, you know, I'm not sure, you know, in 2 days on Friday, it's my birthday, but by the time this airs, I'm not sure how long it's going to be. So it will have already passed, but here are my plans. Tomorrow, I'm going to Animal Kingdom. You know, one of the things I love about being here in Orlando, you know, I'm a huge Disney fan and have been for years. And now I get to live here and I get to go play at Disney. And being a cast member, I get free tickets. I kind of like that part. So I looked online and I saw that I could get a pass for Animal Kingdom. So I'm going tomorrow and I am going by myself. And people are like, dude, you go to Disney by yourself? I'm like, absolutely. It is so much fun. I love it. I mean, yes, I enjoy going with other people and enjoying that experience and sharing that with others. But, you know, I am my own best friend and I've learned how to do this. So all the things that I talk about here and all the things that I teach and I guide towards, they're all things that I've done. You know, I believe that it's more important to walk your walk than it is to talk your talk. And I walk my walk. And that's why I'm not going to put on any pretense when I do these programs. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. I will tell you when I messed up. I don't mind owning my own stuff. I make mistakes. I am not perfect. And I want to guide others to the fact that life doesn't have to be perfect for it to be fulfilling. Life doesn't have to be all work, 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 work. You know, that's not what it's about. You know, one of my favorite sayings is by Jack in The Shining. You know, we see it, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And we don't want to go there. So play, learn how to play. So tomorrow I'm going to Animal Kingdom by myself. I get to go wherever I want to go. If I want to sit and watch the monkeys for a half an hour, I can sit and watch the monkeys for a half an hour. I am really excited to go and see our new baby elephant who's out in the habitat. So I'm going to go hang out with him for a little. I'm not going to hang out with him, but you know, I'll be able to see our new baby elephant. I get to go on Flight of Passage over in Pandora, which is like my favoriteest ride in the whole world. Love it. Just have so much fun. And why Disney is so important to me and why I love it so much. Actually, it's a pretty long story. I'm not going to go into that here. Actually, you know what? I'm going to talk about why I love Disney so much in the community. I'm going to do a video for my community members and kind of go through the whole thing because I don't want to go through it here. It's too long. But one of the reasons is because when I was growing up, I always felt like I had to be older than I was. I was never really allowed to be a kid. And now that I've gotten in touch with my emotions and my thoughts and what I want from my life and finding my passion and all of those things, I've gotten in touch with each of the kids that are living inside of me. So when I go to Disney, 7-year-old Randy goes to Disney and I buy soft serve ice cream. And I eat whatever I want to eat. Actually, there's this really cool place in Pandora that serves these bowls that are so good. And I'm going to go have that tomorrow. And I'm really excited. And I'm really looking forward to. And I'd feel like a 7-year-old. It's like, oh, I get to go play at Disney tomorrow. And that brings so much more satisfaction to my life, so much more joy. Because that's what it's about, finding your joy and finding the things that you enjoy doing. So tomorrow, Animal Kingdom all day. And then I might go over to Magic Kingdom to watch the fireworks in the evening. I haven't decided yet. We'll see how the weather's turning out. And then on Friday, on my actual birthday, I had a friend say they want to take me out to dinner. So her and her husband were going to dinner on Friday night at one of my favorite restaurants in Orlando. And then on Saturday, another friend is coming to town and we're going to go to the Windermere Art Festival and just walk around. And another friend of mine is exhibiting his artwork there. So I get to go hang out and see him. So what a great weekend. And then Sunday, I'm going to just chill and relax and pretty much do absolutely nothing. But what a great weekend. And you know what? Why not? And I can either sit at home and go, oh, I'm so lonely and I'm so, but I'm not. And oh, poor me. And there are things that I don't like going on in my life. And yeah, there are things in my life right now that are uncomfortable and major changes that might need to be made. But overall, I am so grateful for the life I have today. And that's what I want for you. And one of the keys to being able to accept life on life's terms, to be able to just kind of go with the flow, no matter what's going on and knowing when to ask for help and when to get support. And one of the key parts of that is to not get sucked into the negative, but look for the positives as well. Because every single day we have negatives and positives going on in our lives. You know, I was just reminded there was another person yesterday that I met at my very cool Disney job. I think that's what I'm just going to call it from now on, my very cool Disney job. And she was celebrating her birthday and she was there with her mom. And I don't know how old she was. I didn't ask, but I'm guessing probably late 30s. And we were talking and she said, yeah, it's also an anniversary of another celebration. I said, you know, I don't want to pry, but do you mind sharing? She said, no, I'm 8 years cancer free also. I'm like, oh, good for you. And I said, you know, isn't it amazing when you have like these life-changing events or life-threatening events, whatever it is, you get a whole new appreciation for life and a whole new sense of gratitude for everything that we have going on. And for me, I feel that same thing as an addict in recovery from addiction, you know, being close to death a couple times, I have that appreciation. And cancer survivors and stroke survivors and whatever the situation is where there was like a major life upset, when we recover from that, we're able to have a greater appreciation for life and a greater sense of gratitude. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, that's what it takes in order for them to really gain that sense of gratitude and appreciation. So it can happen for anyone. You know, one of my mentors, he went through homelessness. He lost everything. And through that was able to gain a sense of gratitude and appreciation. And now he teaches me how to be more joyful. So actually, I'm going to have him on as a guest 1 week, and you're going to meet Daniel, and we're going to talk. And I'm really excited to have him on. I think I'm going to start inviting more of my colleagues and friends to join us here, because otherwise you just hear me ramble the whole time. And I have some really cool people out there with some great messages. So I want to bring them on too. But I think today, this is an easy one for me, talking about the power of play. So what does that mean, playing? It's not just going to Disney. I mean, yes, that is a like phenomenal way. On a 1 to 10, that's a 9 in terms of play. But anytime you can even engage in a 1 or a 2, that's better than nothing. So play can be anything from doing a puzzle to doing a crossword puzzle to going for a walk somewhere that you'll enjoy, whether it's on the beach or in a park or in the woods, or just spending time with people that you enjoy without having to look at your phone every 15 seconds or checking your emails and just being there. And it's more about intentionally playing. It's not just, oh, I think I'll go for a walk. It's, you know what? I'm going to play today. I'm going to go for a walk, and making that intentional, you know, as you're making changes to do things different in your life, to raise your self-esteem, become your best friend, you know, all these things, gaining more confidence, being more successful with whatever you define success as being. The trick is being intentional about it. You know, in my book, I talk about exercising and nourishing the 4 parts of self. And it's not just doing a crossword puzzle. It's intentionally nourishing your mental self, exercising your mental self by taking a nap, by doing a crossword puzzle, doing these things that are joyful for you. Cooking, a lot of people it's fun and play for them to cook. So go for it. Whatever it is for you that you consider to be play, make it intentional and do it on a regular basis. You know, I like to find some way to play every single day, no matter what that is, no matter how small. Last week, I had a horrible cold and it sidelined me. I mean, for a few days, there were a couple days I couldn't talk. Ooh, that was really hard for me. But I did it, and I drank a lot of tea, and I took extra vitamin C, and I ate soup, and I did things that were soothing for me. And I could have done other things and run myself ragged and, oh, there are things I have to do and I have to go. But no, I needed to take care of me. And what would I do for my best friend if they lost their voice and if they weren't feeling well? I'd say, drink a lot of water, eat some soup, take extra vitamin C, just rest. But I still wanted to play. And I was even too tired to play my drums. So that was a bummer, because I like to do that on a regular basis. That for me is play. To be able to just sit and play on my drums, and I don't have to have music on. Sometimes I'll play songs and I'll put on some music and I'll jam along with some songs. But for me, just playing my drums was fun. But last week when I wasn't feeling well, that wasn't going to happen either. So I watched Game of Thrones again and it was awesome. And I got so much more out of it the second time. And for me, that was play, to sit and watch Game of Thrones. That was joyful for me. I enjoyed doing it. And for me, it was play. So find those little things that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. I'm going to Disney and that's the only way that I can play. No, find other ways to do it. You know, calling a friend that you haven't talked to in a while, that can be play. You know, if you can find silly little things that you can do at a park, go swing on the swings, go down a slide, go swimming. There's so many different ways. You know, one of the things you can do, make a list of all the ways that you like to play. And you can do the small plays, the 1 through 3s. You can do the 4 through 7s and then the 8s, 9s, and 10s. And whenever you have an opportunity, go for the 8s, 9s, and 10s. But if it's not possible on a day, you don't have the time, other stuff going on, even the 1s, 2s, and the 3s are going to work. So go for it. Play. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So it's so important to do that. It'll keep you young. You'll look young. You'll feel young. It's just, you'll emanate this energy. You know, it's kind of cool when I'm at Disney, one of the things that I do, we have like these little coins and I give away these coins. And what I say is, I want to give you one of our coins. And can you tell I have a lot of Disney magic in me? And every single person is like, oh yeah, I can see you have Disney magic in you. I say, well, you know what? I'm going to put some of this Disney magic in this coin for you so that you're going to have everything that you want, everything that life has to offer. Live from your heart and not from your head, and all of your dreams are going to come true. And there are times people have cried and they, oh my God, can I give you a hug? It's just so awesome. And I'll do it for celebrations. Yesterday, I did it. There was a girl there dressed in her graduation cap and gown, and she was doing her graduation pictures. And I said, oh, what are your plans? She said, next year, I'm going to Auburn. I'm like, oh, good for you. I said, I want to give you something. And I gave her the coin. And I said, this is so all your dreams are going to come true. Do you know what you want to major in? She said, yeah, early childhood education. And I said, oh, you are going to be such an amazing teacher. You have that Disney spirit. You're going to transmit that to your students. You're perfect as a teacher. And I want to add a little bit more Disney magic for you. And I look over and her mom was crying. And oh, it was just so touching to be able to do that. Live the life you want to live. Yes, you have a job that maybe you enjoy, you don't enjoy, but find ways there to make it joyful, to make it fun. You know, I believe that it's important. Oh my God, here I am tearing up. Oof. Yeah, that happens often. Play. Really, really important. You know, I'm planning to be around for the next 40 years. I want 40 more years, 104. Actually, when my daughter was growing up, you know, my daughter's a lot younger than I am. And when she was growing up, you know, when she was probably 5 or 6 or 7, she, you know, all of her friends' parents were a lot younger than me. And she would say, Dad, you're so old. You're going to die. And I was like, Eden, yes, I am going to die one day. That is true. But I'm going to be around for a very long time. Really? How long? I said, Eden, I'm going to live to 104. Really? I said, yes, 104. Okay. And she felt a lot better. So now that I'm going to be 64, I have 40 years left. Yes. And I'm going to make the most of them. I want to go on an African safari. I want to go to each of the Disney parks. I want to go to more concerts. I want to, you know, I like to say that I'm having a mad, passionate love affair with life. And I want you to have that too, so that you can have fun and you can just enjoy everything that life has to offer. And you know what? You roll through the bad times and you just deal with whatever comes up. And when we can find gratitude and be of service to others and find ways to have fun and find our joy, life is just awesome. So I wish that for you. And if there's anything I can do to support you on your journey, I'm here, not going anywhere. I'm planning to be around for 40 more years. So let me know what I can do to help. You know, we have our community available. I interact with people there all the time. You know, coaching, if that's something for you that you want to do, I would love to do that. I love working with people one-on-one. It's that's joyful for me to be able to watch the shifts that people make in their lives. I just love that. So make this a day, make this a week that you are going to play and find ways to have more fun in your life. And you too will have a life better than you could possibly imagine. So have an awesome week. I will see you next week. And until then, I wish you all the best. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with me, your host, Randy Havison. If you would like more information about the programs and services that I offer, stop by my website at randyhavison.com.